Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it. Welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy, Eric X, along with 2A motherfucking G, a.k.a. Aaron the Misfit. How you been? How you been, my dude?
Great. Lovely. Loving the weather. We're about to have spring here in a week and a half or something.
I was about to say Maryland.
No. Well, these niggas about to say, like, spring's only happening on the East Coast.
Like, we're only getting it. That intro was fire. I just did, too. Let's not go past that. For being out of it this long.
You want your pat on the back?
I want my roses, damn it.
You want your roses? You got to give people the roses right here.
This is an outside edition. It's lovely out here, man.
Yeah. You hear birds chirping. Or
dogs barking.
Hopefully
papers
no dogs
rustling.
Barking. Yeah, papers rustling. I need to hold the desk because the wind's blowing.
The tweeds being sparked.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea.
The aqua being poured. And the Yinglings. Are we pronouncing Yingling right? Or are we just making this shit up? Man?
Nobody has told me different. I haven't heard different.
And when I order at the bar, they bring it to me.
That's all that matters. As long as I can go out at any bar around the country. Yeah, and be like, hey, let me get a Yingling.
Yeah.
Because pretty much every bar you can go to. You can.
I'm about to become a strictly beer and wine drinker, bro.
I don't think wine's probably better for you, but I don't think beer's going to be good for you.
Beer just feels, it's like eating a fucking sandwich.
You're going to get, but you work out enough, but the way your body is built and shit, you're going to
be a pudgy motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to get pudgy and shit.
Shit, I work out every day and I'm still fat. So.
Like, only time I have a stomach is when
literally
I'm
a beer gut.
No, I don't have one. But
no, I'm saying, is that the only time you get it? Like
when I'm drinking
midsection weight
was when I'm drinking beer at the time. Other than that, I'm not just.
So like, if you constantly drink it, will it stick or not?
Nigga, you see, I don't drink like liquor like that, so I drink beer more so than anything.
And, yeah, but I don't know how often you drink beer, nigga. So that's what I was asking.
I mean, because I don't drink beer as much as I used to since like post accident and shit, but
because when me and Mango lived together the first time, I think I was a get home, take a few shots, drink a beer type ass nigga. But I guess we were so active as far as I'm talking about active, and I'm talking about going to clubs.
that's active.
We were always out and about, so maybe that had a
nigga. You got to think you're doing multiple things when you're going in the club.
And yeah, I was partying. So
you, well, not only are you partying, but you're also on fucking guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So physicality can break out at any second. So you're like mentally training shit. You're like mentally, you're doing multiple like mental sections anytime you go to a club.
So you never know when you gotta kick this nigga in the shin, throat punch this cat, the baby this bitch, you know. She came in hot with the cell phone, bro.
Oh, but that was an off-air topic, but it's there now. I can't not say nothing about it, dog.
Oh, but hey, and in his defense, I haven't seen the video, nor do I care.
No,
I read it. That's all I need to know. It was malicious. She had no right to hit that man. So.
I kept saying that. That goes back to an off-air topic.
But I did see where he was requesting the video of her portion for 10K or something. So
my thing
and
is,
he needs it.
How hard? Because, like, me, dog, a female would have to hit me extremely hard in the fucking eye with a phone.
Nah, not really. But if she catch you off guard, just reflexes, bro.
That wasn't reflexes, nigga. That was, again,
I didn't see the video.
I seen the video.
I don't want the proof. I read what I read. She assaulted that man.
Like, it was like, you had time to look at it. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
So it was like,
it wasn't like a smack your phone. It was like a, bitch, what the fuck you doing? It wasn't like, yeah. Because my thing is, if she cocked back and like swing and hit the nigga with the phone?
They really said she was going in for a hug or something.
Then you should slam her. But it seemed like she was just doing extra shit, doing dumb bitch extra shit. And she fucking like smacked the nigga with the phone. And
complete accident.
Yeah, and the nigga just. But it might have been excessive. It wasn't an accident because she probably was told this, like, bitch, calm the fuck down.
Back. And again, get back. You can never tell anyone how to respond.
Well, nah. Yes, you can. The law can.
Well, legally.
Legally, yes,
her
you can.
Her face didn't know what was going on. Hit her in the face, I'm assuming.
That was a nice little...
So, it was actual bad slap?
I don't know. From what I seen, it looked like it was a smack shot, bitch.
Well, I hope y'all get him the other half of that video so this dude don't... Because he's been Teflon to these little cases, though. But he's always been in the right.
There's no such thing as Teflon.
He's been in the right so far.
There's no such thing as Teflon.
How isn't it? Oh, Trump?
Nigga, fuck no. What I'm saying is for him. He wants to do McDonald's commercials, nigga. McDonald's ain't fucking with the baby.
Does he?
Yes, he does. Yeah. The baby wants the highest level of fucking stardom and money that he can get from, you know, being a music star.
I think he can, y'all wait till he switch the flow up, like y'all never asked.
he's not gonna do no time, whatever, pay it back.
It's more so, I don't want my brand attached to that. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But the real money motherfucker he wants to deal with.
He's a magnet for this type of trouble right now. And you gotta adjust.
You do, man. Yeah, you
it's
right.
The energy you put out there, it's coming you back right. to you. He keep telling niggas, well, he used to question niggas about running up on him and all that. And nigga, you gotta start murdering.
No, you can do that shit in music.
Well, like, when I brought up Currency off.
But
air,
you just gotta move different.
Yeah, okay. When I brought up Currency off.
Like, he can't be that close to the crowd.
And that's what I was saying. Like, just remove yourself.
Yeah. Like, he has to be, he's like, you gotta be a fucking, you're getting to the superstarish level.
Think about the real, like, the megastars, like a Michael Jackson. He was getting damn near molested. Oh, that was bad choice of words. He was getting assaulted. And, you know, he never Miguel'd anyone. Like, never played it off like a
the kick in the head.
Yeah, so it's all
but
about.
But that nigga wasn't trying to kick her in the head, nigga.
That was just a reference of the finishing move. He could have used.
That was a finishing move. But what if he was actually trying to kick that woman in the head?
I got something for her. She keep sweating on the stage. You see him trying to slide. And he's like, you're too close, man. Back up. And she caught the leg drop.
Nigga, Liu Kang kicked her, dog.
And he got up and kept performing. It was more that scissor kick style. Where you remember the wrestling move where he would like kick you and then scissors kick you? It was like, wasn't it Booker T?
He was off the ropes. Nah, he probably punched him in the stomach and shit. Bounce off the ropes, and then I forgot who move that was.
I didn't forget all my WWF. Nigga. Remember when he said that shit about it was Hulk Hogan?
It was Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, I'm on your ass, nigga. No, it's something like, I'm with you, nigga. Or something like that. One of the two. Either way. And the nigga realized he said it. That's funny.
He said, oh, shit.
But then, they cut it off.
Both of them niggas were saying nigga a lot.
Yes. Apparently so.
Oh, man.
That was just the real, like, he got too much of the character and shit.
Or became too much of himself.
Too much of himself? Yeah.
Gave him what they really wanted, that nigga.
He had to deal with a lot of shit. Yo. I was like listening. I forgot what I was listening to one of the podcasts.
Booker T?
Yeah. Oh. Black wrestlers back then, they had to deal with it. Yeah, in general. Yeah, you know, I mean, they had to deal with a lot of shit. So.
I mean, it just wasn't that many. Yeah. Him, his brother, who probably wasn't his real brother, they just found another nigga and paired him up.
It was never them fucking. Well, the hardest they were real brothers.
And, yeah, Owen and Brett. God rest the dead. They both dead, right?
No, Bret Hart's still alive.
Owen took that plum. Where he fall from? His rafters. That's crazy.
I'm glad I didn't order that. My pops didn't get that pay per view for us. He was gonna get it. He was actually gonna get it for us.
Would have ended quick like a Tyson fight. They had to shut that shit down. Oh,
I'm glad I didn't have the visual, nigga.
Oh, that's what you're saying. The loss.
You think it's talking about. I'm like, oh, nigga, I didn't even get to see them. That might have been the main event. Like, I didn't even get to see the shit, nigga. I was with the co-main event. This nigga's thinking about extra wrestling matches and shit, and after a nigga dies, like.
Niggas Harry Davies.
That's the truth.
Not on live television. Well, actually, things have changed. The shit they post on YouTube. Yeah. And Facebook Live.
I've seen things on Facebook that I'm not going to get past. That's going to be just in my mental to everyone.
Tend to linger.
Like, are you willing to cut everyone off for your mental health? Like, everyone. Not the people that you have to take care of.
So as far as everyone, still includes family and friends and all that shit, just for my mental? Yeah, I would say I would.
Yeah, because your kids and your girl, their mother, you can't cut them off.
So are you saying it's like,
but everybody else you can, your moms,
like fuck Facebook,
your moms, your brother, your cousins,
if need be,
all your friends you get,
yeah, if need be.
And it might not even be like,
you got to take care of the family you create first.
And even
these niggas had their chance with you. They fucked it up somewhere. So,
but not necessarily. You might not be cutting them off
for negative reasons.
Yeah, well, like negative reasons are always going to be there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you just might like, I just need to be alone for, or I need to get my space and not be.
For a while or permanent?
I guess it would be negative reasons because it might be a way that they
perceive what you're doing.
Or make you feel.
Or if they make your lady or your wife or whatever feel a certain way, and it's just like, you know what? We don't have to put up with this.
And I'm in a different predicament, so I guess when I came with the question, it's just, I don't have those things to go off of.
As far as the kids and the girl and all that stuff?
You have other sources outside of yourself.
So you, yours would be strictly about you.
That's what I'm saying.
Once a person fuck up with you, that's just what it is. Is that where you're going with it? Like,
it was just a question I wanted to ask. Are you willing to?
I would say
for
yes.
For your mental health.
I would say yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like I don't want you to fuck with you. I don't like you or anything negative towards you. It's just
how I
and it could be maybe negative feelings that you may incur within.
Yeah,
me.
Maybe it's just how I feel. Like, it's, you are who you are. So whatever it is, like, that's bothering me, maybe it's not that I want you to change. Maybe the change needs to be me just not dealing with you. More along those lines.
No, I wouldn't simplify it like that, because it could be something. This person can have a great rapport on everything, but maybe just when it comes to certain type of conversations, and maybe those conversations need to be had often. You can't. This person maybe makes you feel a certain way, and you just, it's better just like not be around that person because you're having those conversations. I don't know. Maybe I should. I'm gonna think a little bit deeper on this.
Yeah, because you just literally agreed with us. Like, if they make you feel a certain way, it's not up to you to change them or them to even change. It's just you to remove yourself from dealing with them.
But that segues into another thing that I want to talk about. It's like, because when I wrote it down, it was like, I had a way I felt about it. But then,
you wrote it.
Yeah, as time went by and just shit just changed in my head. And this is a different experience, just because I was around a kid recently and shit, you know what I mean? So,
are you gonna bring your son back into your life?
This guy.
Is that what you're getting at?
This guy. I don't have any kids. If I did, I would be really pissed, dude. I'd be really pissed. Like, if this money, and the money became public, and somebody's like, oh, this is your daughter or son and shit, and it's been like this for 10 years. I'd be really upset, dog. I wonder, could I sue for that shit for like emotional damage? Don't fuck me up, man.
Yeah, you become accustomed with this money and no kid. I feel you. It's like, now they want me, like, damn, why you trying to stick me for my payment?
That would fuck me up, man. I'm a counter sue, goddammit.
Oh man. Your Honor, I did not know this name. He's talking about back child support. I want 10 years of peace and quiet.
Hey, nigga, this is how I know I ain't a killer, dog. I don't know how a nigga can look a baby that has his baby, that, you know, that has his fucking, some of his features, and like look them in the eyes as a newborn and be like, I can't fuck with you because of this bitch. I don't know how the motherfuckers.
Where is that big, you a killer or not a killer?
Well, I'm not a killer because of that.
Why?
Because
you just be like, ugh.
I cannot. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I don't see how a person can look a baby in the eyes and walk away from it.
Oh, well, say that. That you, turn the niggas into a murderer.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. I know I'm not a killer because of that.
So if you're a deadbeat dad or you walked away from your son, you clearly got a body.
Possibly. You got killer potential, nigga. Because how you going to look a motherfucking newborn in the eye with your motherfucking
some of them
genetics?
Never show up, bro.
Yeah, that would be the best way. I wouldn't, if I was going to be like a fucking deadbeat dad, I would never want to see the kid. Because it would make me like, you know, I can keep that body.
So I can keep that body. So when it comes to you, Aaron, I'm pregnant. Bitch, you better hope I'm in the delivery room when you on your own. Like, that's how you feel it. If you don't see this little thing, it's over. Just the strength I needed. Going back to Cali. Like,
oh, God. I'm not saying that at all.
That's the battery you need when you're back.
I'm not saying that at all. That's pretty funny. But nah, I wonder. Damn, what the fuck was I saying? Okay, this is what I was saying. What was it? It was like pretty much can motherfuckers without kids give parental advice. And at first I was like, if a kid is doing some dumb shit, says some, it's like, and the parent is not, well, for reasons. There's obviously reasons, right? But then I thought about it, and I'm like, nah, fuck no. I can't. I ain't got no motherfucking kid, nigga. Until you actually have a motherfucking kid, you can't really say shit.
No, nigga, if you see Zoe doing some shit, I expect you to be like,
that's
hey.
Different. But if I see Zoe doing some shit that you don't see her doing it.
Mm-hmm. You saying if...
And I'm trying... And you maybe you have a blind spot to it. And I'm trying to point it out to you.
Like, so you're saying the parent is like blatantly just either disregarding it or just looking by it or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Is that your place? Shit, I don't know.
If I care about you, I care about your kid...
So someone you actually know?
Yeah, of course.
I guess your input matters. But if it's a stranger...
But no, but to the same time, no, No. Not to a straight. Like
it kind of matters as much as you matter to that person, I guess. Because if, okay, say for me, if I don't fucking value your opinion, what the fuck kind of parenting advice I want from you? You know what I mean?
But if you think I'm a smart, intelligent person, and I might be see certain shit, you go, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah,
okay, I'll look into it. You know what I mean? Like, let me think on that.
But I don't think I don't have a place to say anything.
If you see it or acknowledge it, why isn't it your place?
Because I don't have a kid.
What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
I don't feel like it has like a lot to do with everything.
Like if this nigga starting to shoot at you and I ain't got a gun, all I'm supposed to be like,
that's different.
Hey,
nigga. That's an extreme,
stop.
Nigga. That's an extreme. All
right.
Like if I'm pointing out, like it's not. Man, I'm like,
you've got two nephews, right?
Yeah.
That you, I'm just gonna go out on a limb here. Been around since birth. You've seen.
Like after, besides a 5-year gap in her life, but pretty much after that.
Yeah, you come from a both parent household. You were a child once, right? You have been raised. You've seen portions of how it should be done. Like, and have you seen this shit before? So why can't you get any input? So if you went to school. You read about a lot of shit that other people have done. You've never done personally. But now you know how. So you should never do a math equation. Because like, you didn't create the theory or the formula. But if you understand the formula, you should be allowed to be like, hey, man, you got to carry the one.
Because I don't know if I guess...
But then again, you said you didn't see the kid at birth. You're murderous. I don't know if you should
know.
Anyway.
I don't know what I was just saying. That was just high fucking random shit. I'm smoking something called lemon something. What's it called?
You
lemon.
Can't even remember what you're smoking.
Lemon. Oh, it's lemon tree. Shit, whatever. It's not all brands. Lemon trees gonna taste like that. Oh, should I say brands? Trans lemon trees. Lemon trees gonna taste like that. This particular strand tastes fucking very. I'm diddling umptious. But no, I guess because it's like I don't have a kid, so
I get that. You keep.
I'm only gonna say anything because I have the most well of intentions and shit. Because I give a fuck about kids and I give a fuck about people, right? Adults, to a sense, whatever. You, the parent. I mean, naturally, I just give a fuck because kids are innocent. Yo. I value kids.
So innocence. Why do you feel like you shouldn't? That's what I'm saying. Like you
because I don't have a kid.
Bruh, you've been around kids. You've seen them raised. You've had a helping hand in a few. You were one at one point. But because you never...
But how am I going to give advice to something that I don't do? It's like, okay, you going to use your analogy, nigga. That's like me motherfucking... Dale Earnhardt Jr., he been having a shitty year racing and shit, nigga. And I'm sitting out, he at the bar, well, and I'm sitting down talking.
How much NASCAR have you played? Because it plays a part. It's like, hey, man, you taking the lines a little too high on that right corner. I mean,
you know, do they even make those games anymore?
I don't know.
I can't remember last time. Hey, EA, I might want to make the NASCAR game.
You're one of the biggest fans.
I would play a NASCAR game right
but
now.
But here's the thing, man. To cross-analyze your logic. Some of the greatest coaches never played the game. So... Just because you know how to do something don't mean you necessarily have done it or choose to do it yourself. Look at Steve Harvey. He was wrote that Think Like a Man shit and trying to help giving women advice, and then he went through a divorce or some shit.
Steve Harvey is... I can't judge.
No, Steve Harvey didn't say is a that. Person. Yeah,
Steve Harvey is a person.
Now, Russell Wilson.
I'm not talking about that.
Russell Wilson on the other
end. I was about to get into
something. Far too much credit for having an ex-wife. And Future has never divorced anyone. And Future we trust.
I'll be corny if I say I can't judge. Nah, I seen the picture of Russell Wilson, previous wife, and that nigga definitely went from a motherfucking.
He didn't look around Wisconsin hard enough.
That nigga went from a Ford Pinto to a goddamn Maybach Bentley.
The picture they post the most is the draft night, and he looks like miserable, and she looks fucking excited.
She messed up. She didn't have the baby. Should have had the baby.
That's what did it?
No, if she would have a baby, then
he'd be stuck.
Yeah. No, he's still paying alimony. So just until she gets remarried.
She's not marrying anyone.
She's going to get remarried. Eventually, maybe.
Who?
I don't know.
Who? Your first husband was Russell Wilson.
She's not going to die alone. I don't know. Maybe she don't mind dying alone. Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to die alone. You just got to not remarry. I don't know.
That's another conversation. Alright, so let's say stuff with your current lady don't work out, right? And and you're, like, you're 47. You turn 47. You start dating again, right? Are y'all able just to date, or is it like got to be getting married one day or something at that point?
Well, after that,
yeah.
So, like, are you saying I'm married or?
Yeah, you're not married. You're out of a relationship, whatever. Let's say you got married like 5 years from now, and then because how old are you? All right, so yeah, that would be another 10 years.
10 years, then divorce. Am I? See, that's funny, right? When people get divorced, they be like they got their freedom again, but don't it seem like they get remarried quick as shit? Like they right back.
Here's the thing. I would fuck no, nigga. You starting all over. You doing everything all unless you saying you're going to be just.
How miserable are you?
By yourself for the rest of your life. Who, me?
No, I'm saying. No, I'm just thinking now. Like to get divorced. Like how miserable can a person make you? To where it's just like, have you? All right. Just relationships in general. Have you ever? Well, you a terrible person. Than that last one I remember. Have you ever just like, you know what, this ain't working, I'm out? Or have you just stayed around and be like, I swear I hope this woman just break up with me?
Hold on. Let's backtrack that. You said I'm a terrible person. No.
No, that's not, we're not going to get into it.
I'm just not a talker. I'm not an arguer. I'm not going to argue.
No, not the last one, the one before that. When you came here.
When I came here.
When you just moved.
It's like, I don't remember. Good thing I don't remember because I can't comment on it. So I just keep it moving. But no,
I'll go as far as to say I don't think I've ever. No. I've broken up with one person. All the rest I kind of like.
Well, how do we get to that? No, the question was.
No, I just asked you. Would you just break up with them, or would you just hang around long enough for them to break up with you?
What? The divorce ain't breaking up, nigga. That's a divorce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How miserable can a person make you? Because you had to ask this motherfucker to marry you.
Yeah, and you can easily ask them to divorce you. But we said, or you said that before. The fucking
divorce rate?
No, the papers for the divorce is more expensive than it is for the wedding papers and shit.
Yeah.
Or marriage certificate and shit.
The divorce, it's crazy.
See, it's all a business. And this goes back to my broader point. And this is why, to my future wife, our soul wife, I don't believe in traditional marriage because it's based in the system of capitalism. We can have the same values behind
this,
marriage.
You can say this all you want.
But
she's going to want...
We have a ceremony. No, we just not sign no fucking paperwork. Nah,
it's
okay.
Got us. It's
we'll make our own paperwork rules.
This
up.
Is the thing.
And we'll make our own
contracts it
or whatever
for the woman's sake. Because I'm gonna go as far as to say the biological clock. If a man takes your,
I fucking sign a contract with her.
If a man takes,
but that's still
you in your 20s and bullshit you and you know divorce you in your late 40s.
I feel like if I made a contract with a woman, it would be based off of me protecting myself from myself.
What? Oh, no, from myself. Okay.
From like being like if she's owed something and I'm like, man, no, and she does, I'm like, man, fuck this bitch, I ain't giving her myself, let me give
it. So just spite more so.
Yeah, yeah. For being emotional, bitchy, you know what I mean? Being not what you're supposed to be.
Men are that.
Like, yeah, of course.
It's crazy.
Men nowadays are more emotional
than most women.
And yeah,
it's crazy.
That's why when you see niggas doing shit, and it's even like motherfuckers getting angry, that's like, nigga, you just
you're showing a lot of female traits, and you can't even say that anymore because women are tougher now than men.
And motherfuckers, and you're like, yeah, he can knock you out, yeah, because yeah, he might be able to knock me out.
Yeah, but he's still a bitch. Like, yeah.
He gets emotional, he can't control himself, so he has to put his hands on you. Yeah. Like,
you're resorting to violence because that's
and if it's justified for me doing some shit, if I do some shit that's out of pocket, then yeah, nigga. Yeah. But if you just
can't stay there with me, like intellectually, or
nah,
then that's on you. And fuck you in advance.
But that's emotional and bitch made. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, we sounded like we ain't got no hands.
Like, I know, right? Put it out there like that.
You put your hands on me, I'm a suit, which I am. Because I'm a
31 year old. I wouldn't put it out there like that. Cause
I'm a 31 year old man with kids. And if this I'm not
was,
going to jail anymore.
Pre-accident, I would be humble like I am now.
Still wouldn't let you fight.
But I would have been like, oh yeah, nigga, I'll still fight you.
Don't now, touch nigga, me. That's all I'm saying.
Post-accident, nigga, don't touch me, nigga. I don't know what my body would be, nigga. So, well, especially once I'm like living in a state where I can carry that thing around all the time, nigga. Yeah, don't touch me, nigga.
Carry that thing in any state, it's up to them. Which, when they catch you, is what they're gonna do.
Yeah, of course, you can carry it in any state, but I'm not gonna. I ain't leaving.
Not jeopardizing it.
Fuck that. It's stupid. Nigga, why would I risk a couple? If I'm gonna do some jail time, I want it to be for a reason, dude.
I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
A gun charge is not. That's a dumbass reason.
Stupid reason. That's on you. That's something well within your control.
Yeah.
Most.
Especially if you don't have any felonies.
Most things that.
But most niggas don't have felonies.
Which baffles my mind. Like, niggas would run around with dirty pistols with no gun charges or no felonies. Like
dude, just
go buy one.
And I want to keep.
I don't want it to be tracked back to me.
Like, are you a murderer, nigga? Like, if that's the case, then fuck it. Yes, whatever.
Do your thing.
You don't need to. Yeah, you don't need no legal gun at that point. But if you're not a murderer,
get
and you have a gun. And you don't have any charges.
And it, literally, it's like, it's not that hard to obtain. It's all right, you can't walk around with it, but you got it in your home at all times.
And when I say these things, I'm not trying to disrespect you, no. I'm not being lording over you. I'm not lording over you right now.
Nigga, just Google your state laws on
guns. Yeah, I'm pointing out some dumb shit that you're doing right now. You should, if you don't have any charges, dude, you got like a misdemeanor weed charge or some shit. You ain't no fucking felonies, nigga. Go get your, and you got a gun.
If you have no desire to, you know, be in the streets with it or anything else, just one for your own protection. If you don't even think on that scale, start hitting the range. It's a hobby. If you're allowed to have one, get it. That's all I'm saying.
Pretty much. Because niggas catch gun charges for
not having it. Like, if you come crying to me, like, nigga, where your gun at? Now, we both involved in something. No, you should have got one, too. It's like... Cause I'm gonna give it to him.
And if you are gonna have, a joint that's dirty, nigga, just
you know what it is once you use it.
Well, not even that. Just be extra smart, nigga. You shouldn't. It shouldn't be.
You gotta be extra smart. Just be smart.
No, fuck that, nigga. You gotta be extra smart, nigga. Extra smart means, nigga, you can't make no mistakes with that type of shit, dog. It's like, well, you can, but the room for error is like less. But carry that shit when you need it, nigga. Just having that shit in your car, just. Because if niggas ain't actively looking for you,
you shouldn't be riding around.
You shouldn't be riding around with that shit.
That's just it.
You just riding around with just in case shit. If you have that, I feel like if you have a just in case mentality,
you're asking for it to happen.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, I could legally walk around with a gun, and I probably only carried it 50% of the time. Why? Because when I'm walking around with it, I'm introducing the gun into whatever situation I'm into.
This has nothing to do with guns at all. But this is fucking what you think. Just letting shit cross on your mind. So last time I was in fucking Florida and shit, I'm walking to the store, and I walk back.
Scariest place in the world.
Yeah, whatever. I know Florida. Yeah, I know, right? But you know me. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I move with that mentality. Like I don't think shit's wrong. Yeah, I don't bring that kind of.
I've never personally had anything happen out there. I love it.
But like, all right. So as I'm walking back, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm checking my navigation skills and shit. I don't need that shit. I was walking. Okay. Because it wasn't that far. It was only like 15 minute walk, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said check your navigation skills. Yeah, nigga, remember where you came?
No, but it was dark and it was a bunch of turns.
Here's this errand shit. Like, why are you out there in the dark with a bunch of turns?
Nigga, okay, because I'm a grown man.
First of all, we've lost you before, so don't do this.
Alright. No, nigga, I wasn't lost, nigga. You just didn't know where I was. Oh, that's.
Did you know where you were?
That doesn't count, nigga. That's a mulligan.
Exactly. I wasn't. You know where you ended up, but you don't remember where you were or how you got there.
Nigga, I didn't have organs at that point that were in my body before. I knew I was. Like when I knew I was, I had all my organs. When I didn't know where I was, a lot of my shit was gone.
No, I'm talking about Florida again.
Oh, without Florida. Yeah, I mean.
No, when we lost you in Florida.
Nigga, y'all didn't lose me. Y'all didn't lose me. I was on some fucking wild, crazy situations.
Stupid ass move.
That I only get into because I do wild.
Did your phone die or something? Like, why couldn't we get in contact with you for hours?
I don't remember.
Cause we saw you again like the next evening or some shit. Like you
nigga,
got stopped.
Nigga,
I swear to God, bro.
No, it was not. It was the next afternoon. It was the next afternoon. Nigga, it was like probably like 11.
It's not afternoon.
All right, so it's like 12 something, 12-ish or 1 probably.
We were coming back from getting like lunch or some shit when we ran into you.
Well, that's noon, nigga. I'm an adult, nigga. So what the fuck did that have to do with anything?
Because. I'm thinking this is somewhere you just walking during the day. This is at night. You just randomly walking.
What is randomly walking if I'm going to the store?
Okay, you're going to the store. You're trying to check your navigational skills. How
did
play out?
You see how extended this got?
How did it play out?
So I got there. I walk back. All right, whatever. I said I'm not going to use navigation. I'm use my phone. I'm just going to walk back like without it. And in my head, at some point...
And this is a good idea. I'm going to challenge myself tonight.
In my head, at some point, I said, man, body ain't like it used to be. It was sucking for dog chase me. Thought crossed my mind.
Spoke it right up.
Thought crossed my mind. I walk back and I go the wrong direction. And I was supposed to go the opposite direction. So I had to walk this way. I'm walking straight. All right, well, I'm walking forward. And I had to walk backwards is the direction I wanted to go in. I guess. Whatever.
So you made a right somewhere when you should have made a left.
Yeah. just some good weed. But yeah, a fucking dog. Just out of nowhere. It's a big dog too. It's close enough to a car. Even though my body's fucked up, still have nigga reflexes. And I was on top of that motherfucking car like it wasn't nothing. Now, I was in Florida and the person could have came out and shot me. But I was willing. What? I'm gonna get shot in the ass and bit in the ass. Nah.
Because you didn't want. You wanted a fucking adventure.
I didn't want an adventure. I just was like, I'm just testing my navigation skills. Nigga, if something happens and all the navigation shuts down, I need to know the difference between east and west and north and south, nigga, and how to navigate.
So you had a compass?
No, I didn't. But I should be able to look up. Like, where are we at? Which
do you know how?
Where are we at? Where am I? Where are we at? What's our direction?
We gotta. Someone's gotta give us a point of reference.
What I'm saying. What are we? East, north, northeast, west. That's exactly. Yeah. We should know these things, nigga.
Why?
Because. What happens if navigation shuts down? Which it can.
All right. You
use your navigation on your phone all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like the grids fell and all that shit.
So
all
right, got, man. You know,
I'm thinking on some. Even though I don't watch the show, I'm thinking on some Walking Dead shit. Like, nigga, you should know how to navigate, nigga. You should know how to hunt. You should know how to navigate. You should know how to fish.
This is my theory on that. When the world ends, or if I'm still here and it's the apocalypse, it's just like,
you gotta be on the run from the government or some shit.
I just gotta be the baddest motherfucker in my area. Because they can figure this shit out. I can just come through in the clutch.
because you're gonna need resources, so you know, it might not be able to.
Yeah, you gather enough. I don't need any. I just need to take it from you.
You need to take your shit. So you need to be taking everybody's shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at in life.
That's all that motherfucker was on the new Road Warrior movie that they redid.
Road Warrior movie.
It was Fury Road. Fury Road. Yeah. So the Road Warrior. Fury Road.
No.
Yeah, that's what it was called. It's called Fury Road.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Fury Road. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what that motherfucker with the mask was. With no, the.
I don't need any skills if I'm bigger and stronger than you.
No, because if motherfuckers better shot than you are nice with the knives, you fuck your big ass up.
Then he would need any skills other than those knives or the gun.
The sniper, whoever's the sniper in the town should be in the best position.
He gotta come down and get this stuff.
Nigga, I'm knocking everybody off.
You have to work.
Yeah, okay.
Now you need those skills that you don't possess. I just gotta convince you to have enough fear to do this.
All I gotta do is get you intimidating somebody. I catch you yoking them up, and I'm fucking plotted up in my sniper zone. I know your rouse and your runs, so I'm like, okay, this nigga's gonna be here around this time.
Right. But once you kill him, then what?
No, kill you. You the big bad mother. I'm gonna kill you first.
So then you're just gonna wait for your turn to get offed.
What you talking about? I'm talking about the biggest baddest motherfucker. I'm gonna kill him.
But now you the biggest baddest motherfucker. So now you're just waiting for your turn to get offed.
Nah, I'm not gonna be a tyrant, baby. I'm trying to make it. I'll make it as
diplomatic as possible.
I'll say democratic as possible because it's democracy. Make it as much democracy as possible. You know what I mean?
That never
representative
works.
Democracy.
It's never. No, that's not representative. So what we have?
No,
now?
It doesn't work because we're a.
You representing the people.
We're a.
Capitalistic.
We're a capitalistic society, though. That's never going to work, dude, when it's just straight capitalism. Capitalism is the base of a society, it's never going to just work because it's dog eat dog.
Everybody values money.
It's dog eat dog. So it's like you got the only
the thought of money anyway.
And this goes back to fucking this logic, nigga. As adults, it's like the only logical system is a system you take of everything that works in all systems. So whether it's fucking capitalism, fucking socialism, communism, say all the best spots of those because they have their bright spots, and motherfuckers will only point out the negative shit.
Yeah,
they have their bright spots, and you combine
this is my thing. When it's a dictatorship, it's more so when everyone's treated fucked up. I think it's fairer, but it ain't necessarily
technically.
We don't.
The president could do some dictatorship because post 9/11, you know what I mean, he got more power than ever. You know what I'm saying?
But there's still
the people,
checks and balances.
Our people, American people, ain't going for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right now.
Really?
That's
what I'm saying. It has to be driven to the point.
No, we got to. That's why we have who we are in there, because they're getting us ready for. This ain't shit right now. This ain't shit. But I don't want to get too much hunch on that, because you know how I get with the whole thing. And one of the topics I wrote back was the fallback. I was thinking like, yo, man. I was thinking about the podcast, and I was just, and this goes back to what you said, when you say things, you just open yourself up to
responses, like, and whatever else, other energy comes with that.
What the fuck? But it's like, and it's, I don't necessarily want everybody to know me. Like, I love people in general, all people. I love being around people and interacting with people because I'm a storyteller. So I love stories. You know, people give me stories, nigga. Just, I like sitting on the train and people watching and shit. But there's certain things that I say, and it's like, I don't want to have to go back and explain shit, or even have to explain myself.
This is what I like to refer as getting your shit off. So, and I get what you're saying, because we talk about it often, so of course I get what you're saying. But it's literally, it's like, you want to get some shit off your chest, but you, but that sometimes it's, I mean, I'm not saying it's like some meaningful shit, or it's like any, just anything, you want to get it out there.
I'm just talking.
And it's just like, I don't want to have to explain why I said it, what I meant, or anything sometimes. It's like, literally, I just want to boom. But the socials, I mean, the,
but
I
can you ask media, for that? You can ask from that
from a very small scale, from your friends, maybe.
No, you can ask from that from a therapist. Because that's what you pay them for. So you can just go in there and talk, and it's just, they're going to give you advice, but it's not like they're, now they're humans, so nobody's secrets are safe, but you know what I mean?
But when you, I thought you were referring to it as like in the social media.
No, I am.
Yeah, but you're not afforded that.
So I can't expect that luxury
once
when
you,
I
put it, it's social media, like it's to the masses. Once you put it out there, so you no longer control it.
Isn't this almost like I want to fight, even?
That's more so.
It took
like,
me a long time to
put your thumbs down every once in a while and write some shit down, and then see how you feel about it in an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all I do is we'll type some shit, but
that sounds like leave your thumbs and the nigga technology of the as Bert Boondocks referred to it as. Like, throw nothing at what'd he say? New phone took up the printers or whatever.
You say his what?
Remember when they was riding in the car? And he was like, can you hook that up to a printer?
When he got the two-way jump?
No, when he had the two-way, it was Samuel Jackson, Charlie Murphy. When he was like, nigga technology. He was like, nigga technology is anything that don't hook up to a printer, because niggas ain't never got nothing to print. You remember that, yo?
I do now. I gotta go back and watch it. You know, I mean, I've been holding myself off.
You wanna watch it like it's a brand new series?
I'm told myself I'm gonna hold myself off to watch the Boondocks until like late summer, because they're supposed to come back in the fall.
It's like a brand new series to you. That'll be dope. Especially because.
No, so I can watch back all the old shit.
That's what I'm saying.
So and then like, I know
it's a refresher to you.
Damn.
Cause you,
damn, dude. I just thought about it.
You're not gonna remember all of it.
Nigga. I do though. I do.
You do?
Of course I do. I don't remember, well, at least the first three seasons. The season once Aaron left, and it was like,
Aaron was good. He did a lot, yo.
Because it was just like, it's not the same. It was like when, it was
like they were trying to do too much.
It was like, no, it was like when the fucking Dwayne's left Living in Color. You know
scary
what I mean?
Movie
it,
series, too.
Yeah, or the scary movie series. It's not the.
I want you.
And it didn't seem like they left on him, and he left it in good hands. It's not like he left it in somebody, in some bad hands, somebody who wasn't a part of it, but it's, once, you know what I mean, his element of it left, and it became
just
one-sided, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it didn't have that intellectual element to it, I guess.
I know, it kind of,
but no, it comes back on, I think it's supposed to come back on in the fall, and I'm trying to wait until close before then to watch
it. It's literally like the show kind of shifted from Huey. It was about everybody else.
That was the fourth season.
I'm saying that's what it seemed like to me. I'm not saying, you know.
But all shows, like cartoon shows and shit,
shift.
Because The Simpsons was about Bart when it started off. I mean, if you got Disney Plus or somebody with the account, you can watch that shit.
Nah, I got rid of that shit after my 7 days.
I'm using somebody's account. Shout out to them. But,
Wow. Slamming the info. Say that.
Nah, you ask, nigga. You gotta get on the plug. You know the same people. You know the same people. But nah.
Is that your low key? Like, man, I can't hook you up with the nigga, but you know who got the shit.
I ain't saying, but I'm saying.
I ain't gonna say who's moving it, but you know where it's moving from.
He's after my butt. I ain't saying the street, but you know the
you know the
neighborhood. You know the neighborhood.
Oh man,
you always over there. You might even go,
but I got
this
trash ass phone right now, bro, so I can't even use anything. That shit sucks.
What, as far as what, this apps and shit?
Like, even like YouTube, it moves so slow. I gotta get my iPhone back ASAP. But But I got to, you know how that shit goes with insurance. You got to drop like $350.
No, you don't have to. No, it's just retraining yourself to do things different. Because, you know what? I don't have an excuse for you. Because you came from the same generation as me, which is around the same age.
All right, now I like these.
But we are the same age.
I like these luxuries.
So, and I'm with not that being going said, so, you know how to operate without a fucking cell phone.
You ever seen a nigga that you know can been driving all his life get lost because of navigation go down?
That nigga should know how to read a map.
I wasn't even going that far, but I'm saying, nigga, like, you can get to Florida from here without a map, right?
Yes, because you just take 95, nigga.
All right, so you
straight smackety.
And you know how to get to upstate New York from here without a map, right?
I've been upstate New York. I never driven that far.
Well, anyway, New York, it's north and south.
Yeah, New York is the furthest I've driven. I just know 95 for this set.
That's I try to explain north that to everybody, south. Like that talks about the Beltway or just like when you initially get on, you look at where you're going, and the opposite is going home. So if you're going to Richmond, going out there, you go to Baltimore coming. It's like it's not that hard, yo. And you just extend that to fucking Florida if you need to, or New York. That's like, you see the Florida shit in what, the Carolinas for the first time, or is it Virginia?
What
signs to Florida?
I don't know. I
think it's early.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like it was Georgia. Damn that. But you know what? I don't know, because by the time with that trip, it's
because you enjoyed it so quick.
I'm gonna talk to people from fucking
the East Coast, I guess.
I guess yeah. That's well, at least from Maryland. At least from the DMV, right? For me, once I get out of fucking South Carolina, I'm cool. That's like the worst part of the trip is the fucking Carolinas. The South Carolina is so fucking long, dog.
Yeah.
And Georgia's not as long. You know what I'm saying? Georgia's yeah. Like, you can be out of Georgia in like a couple hours.
Because you're going down the side of it, so you're yeah, up like, out of there quick.
So fucking South Carolina's like 4 hours. So if you done went through three states, you went through Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina in like 4 hours.
And then South Carolina for that next by itself
takes 4 hours. And as a nigga, I don't like driving through South Carolina. I just don't. I've drove across the country, okay, so I can talk shit about driving, right? I mapped out the trip a certain way, so I didn't go through certain states, nigga. I was like
I'm just gonna avoid the bullshit.
Yeah, and it was just like, guys, me and the white cat, we fucking driving through country. Like, nah. We gonna have weed? No.
He said, this is not good. It's either a horror story or, well, either way, it's a horror
story. Yeah, it's a horror story. Either way, dog. It's not going to end good. I wouldn't imagine it ending good for him if we were in Mississippi, too. Like, if we just get caught in the wrong spot in Mississippi, nigga. The sheriffs is gonna have fun. They gonna have fun with him, nigga.
He would be a nigga lover.
Soon as Ed gets here, this is when the party really gets started. This shit.
Man, you took it way left.
No, but then that would have to entail. Nah, I don't want it like that.
Yeah,
nah, I don't want to get me. That nigga, he been ranged with the with the red dicky ball in his mouth and shit. Nah, I don't want
get some pipe, hard piping niggas. Like, what? How do you know this?
I would. He's gonna torture him, man. They rape him. Rapers should get tortured. Rapers
should travel. Hey, you ain't see none of this.
Like, that was the funniest joke. That's the first thing he said. That's the first thing he said when he got up. Is that you ain't seen none of this. Just get right.
He said, you alright? No, I'm real fucked up. dog, that was like the realest response ever. Like, nigga, you stopped them from doing what they was doing to me.
That goes back to what we were talking about off air. Like, why do people just be saying shit just to say shit? Like, no, this nigga's not alright. Why would you ask that question, nigga? But it's still like, I feel like it's good writing because that's something that somebody would do. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, I'm alright.
They said blow torches and pipe hitting, hard piping niggas.
When is a person ever alright after getting raped?
I'm not even trying to be funny. I personally don't know anyone, or they've come forward about it. I do know.
No, I've talked to chicks who said the dudes.
Yeah, now after I said that, I do remember now, like a couple.
I know.
So, yeah, that shit's just.
I don't know.
When anyone does anything to you that you don't want, you never feel great about it. So I couldn't imagine on
that scale.
Nobody
likes to get bullied, and nobody likes people. Here's the thing, nobody likes to get bullied, but nobody likes people who allow themselves to be bullied.
Yeah, and I got bullied in fifth grade by a girl into a relationship.
That's different though.
No, I felt like shit. So I can only imagine. Like I'm not. I'm.
That's was, not different.
There was no I'm joke saying. Behind it. Is what I'm saying. Like I understand that feeling, but I don't know on that scale
because you. That was your first taste of mental abuse.
Yeah, because I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like. Because I can't fight her.
Physically, yeah. You were accustomed to
that. She would have washed me, bro. She's there.
But she would still want to fight back.
Yeah, I would have.
You would have.
I was like, damn, I wish the bitch was like, hit me or something. Like, but it was like, no, nigga, you sitting here with me. And it's good.
So, damn. Not only was she, because she, did she
no, have this is my me, girl, nigga.
But she was smart.
Yeah. She didn't beat on me or anything, and I couldn't get no other girl to fight her because they were scared of me.
Social media out there, have you seen anything or heard anything about her?
Oh no, she got murdered. Yeah, it was.
Damn, that went all the way down.
Yeah, that was.
Wow.
That was
so, this has been another episode. Fuck with you.
I mean, we are about to end, but she did get killed a couple years later. Because she was, you know, dating a man by the end, and she got killed in like middle school or freshman high school.
Damn.
Yeah. Different lives up there, man, at that time, anyway.
But
I think I was playing with Game Boys, selling Pokemon cards and weed.
All that shit was happening, but it was a nigga in your class that believed in Santa Claus.
Yeah, whole time.
Which is fucking crazy.
I get charged for it.
Got little girls getting murdered and shit.
But that was a somber. Okay, terrible segue. But today is the day Biggie passed.
I'm terrible about that segue.
Yeah, so God rest 9th. Dead. It's my brother's birthday too.
Rapper of all time died on March 9th. God bless his heart. Rest in peace, kid. It's because of him, and now at least I know what beef is.
What's beef?
This is not what I would call this. See, this is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make it, living off of this, and somebody that he got to know that's better than him. I was one of the, you know what? People don't give that as like credit for being one of the best disses. That cannabis don't.
Here's the contradictions.
It's the contradictions in humanity. He said, a faggot nigga try to make a living off of this. It's somebody that he got knows better than him, but he spends his ass because he got more cheddar than him. Something you can tell me that you got more cash than me, but you can't say that you can eat a nigga ass like me. You say a faggot nigga eating over this.
No. But he said, I'm about to eat this nigga ass.
I'm about to eat this nigga ass.
But
like,
a different time.
The contradiction, but think about the contradictions. That's like two bars apart. That's like in a four bar segment that shit was said. It's funny. This is funny. Like, this is what I'm saying. Humans are funniest shit, dude. Like, people don't know naturally how they're funny. I think kids are naturally the funniest humans in general. But at least from my experience. But that's based off of my limited experience. I think every
kid should be a comedian.
Kids aren't natural. They're just funny in general because they're stupid. You know what I mean?
You got a baby on the way or something. You been talking about kids this entire episode.
You said what?
I said you got a baby on the way. You talking about kids this entire episode.
I just brought up kids in different segments, nigga.
You shouldn't be allowed to talk about kids in your opinion, so.
No, I can talk about them, but I can't give a parental advice.
Oh, my God.
I don't have kids, man. And here's the thing. I don't want kids right now. And I might miss my train. Well, nah, I have a. That's the beautiful thing about having testicles. I don't have like a biological clock. I'm like, oh, yeah, shit. I have a. I want to see my kid grow older clock.
Nah, men can stop eventually.
As long as I can ejaculate, I can.
Yeah, but they might not be up to par. You might want to freeze some now with your mindset. Well, you still want to be able to play with these niggas, so.
Damn, that's what I'm saying. That would be. I feel like that's the only biological clock a man would have. Like, I won't have kids in the 60s. I won't have kids in the 60s. I might not. Fuck. I don't know. I ain't got no fucking 20 years left.
My second kid will be. I'll be 50 when my second kid is 20. I just thought about that. It's crazy.
That would make you want to take better care of yourself and just do certain things to live longer. You know what I mean?
You got to start changing a few things.
That's what I feel
smoking
like.
Smoking in my face.
I was going smoke in your face. It's windy. Well, it's not windy out here, but it's a breeze.
It's mad nice out here,
bro. It is. It's like, yeah.
But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, bro. It's been a nice episode. Happy birthday to my brother, Jordan. I forgot his
happy birthday,
Instagram
Jordan.
Shit. GRX Happy, I believe. And that's his, I think his.
Keep being a student, sure. Man, because you are a student of hip-hop. I've seen that in you. So don't just fall into it.
Proud of what you're doing out here.
The trend, like, it's like the rest. I gotta review the albums for February. I gotta go back and listen to it. I still on my January.
You ain't even did January.
Huh? I already did the January. I haven't done the February. Because I gotta go back and listen to February. Because I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really listen to it. I was listening to old shit that already came
well,
out.
Well, alright, this is that show about nothing.
No, but what I was about to say is
the rambling Aaron Jones.
Fuck you, doing the props, nigga.
The rambling Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it is rambling. I always ramble. I'm a rambler, man. I got a lot of fucking thoughts.
Now you're rambling about rambling.
I'm rambling about rambling. No, I was talking about how I listened to the little Uzi jump. You know, I was like, yeah, I understand it, dude. I'm just not with that
crowd.
No, I just don't have that energy on a consistent enough basis to listen to it on a regular.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? It's only limited environments that I'm gonna want to listen to.
Uzi. Y'all got that new Uzi? I don't see myself ever saying that. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. No,
he's got some songs on it that I like. But if I'm in a party situation, I'm like, I feel like they're playing some bullshit. Like they playing goddamn Give Me the Light, which is not bullshit, but it's bullshit right now.
Just give me the light.
If they playing that and like, if you want to go and take a ride with me, you gonna
name two jumps that slap?
Nah, nigga, not right now. I don't want to hear old music. I don't want to hear the throwback unless
jump
it's a throwback
in the truck
party.
And I'm gonna play these.
I want to hear throwback music at a throwback party, nigga. All right, at some just a break in the club where you've been playing new music and then you got a throwback section in your Serato or whatever and shit. Then you just do that shit for like 20 minutes.
Can we just agree you use two terrible references? Like, this jump's all right, bro.
I did. No, they're great tracks. They're great, absolutely outstanding songs. But that's the point. I don't want to hear that.
I get what you're saying.
All right, nigga, if I was
it, it changed the whole mood.
If I threw a party right now, nigga, I don't want to hear that right now, nigga.
They wouldn't want to hear it. I wouldn't want to hear it, but...
I wouldn't want to hear it, nigga.
I would still be like, the fuck you throw this in there?
But no, it might be a time of the night where it's just like, hey, if you want to go and take a ride with me...
Is that before I let go? And then in the night...
Is that our version of Before I Let
Hell
Go?
No, man. Before I Let Go is still a Before I... They still play it at the clubs. To let out.
Do they?
It's literally to defuse all this...
Yeah, it makes these niggas have a harder time shooting each other when amazing. Maybe they feel like they had a family function.
Yeah, like love each other.
You said it makes us love each other?
I said I guess I did say that.
You did.
But anyway, man, you about to play.
This is how we go out. I'm sorry, no disrespect, Nelly. I'm not saying you or Sean Paul have bad tracks. I just don't want to hear those songs right now. At least I want to hear songs from the past decade. You know what I mean? From 2010 till now. You can throw some Project Pat in there and make some shit.
What, beating women?
I know what you're thinking about that.
I know you literally went from him asking her to give him take a ride with him to she went through my phone, so I broke the bitch's jaw.
I don't know how I actually turned that shit, but yeah, that was what we saw earlier. That song, you cannot come out with Gorilla Pimp now, yo.
Which is one of my favorite songs, ironically. I listen to it in a gym all the time, in a setting where it's appropriate.
But yeah. How is that appropriate? You be hitting
the weights.
The curls and shit.
The weights.
Beat the shit out of this bitch. Just making sure I don't. That's your outlet, so you don't hit women.
Oh man, you took a
job. Walk up on her job, and you go act a damn fool. If your boss walk in, you play it all cool. And then if he step in your bitch, you gonna smack his ass too.
So if you got free time, look at the Gorilla Pimper, and check out the lyrics or listen to the song. It's a great.
Yeah, you're not gonna browbeat me into not liking that song. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's too
I don't
late.
Give a fuck.
It's way too late.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spent 7th grade listening to this music. But.
No, it was wrong that I was 12 years old. I shouldn't have been listening to that shit in the first place. I was 13. I just had turned 13 pretty much when that shit came out. Shouldn't have been listening to that shit like that. But I was rapping that shit verbatim, nigga.
All right, nigga, put a bow on it. Goddamn. This has been that show about nothing once again.
I know, I'm just... Keep I gave the most praise to him.
He is Aaron.
To a me too.
And this is that guy, Eric X. And as usual, we ain't got no outro. So.